Ire spotted it first. A red bundle, rolling in with the tide and toward the ferry slip, then bobbing away again.
"Say, I'll get that," yelled McGuire's friend, Jimmy McKenna.
"Ah, will you?" Jack taunted him. But Jimmy was already stripped down and diving off the pier. A wiry 13-year-old with a powerful stroke in the water, he grabbed the bundle just before the wake from the Greenpoint ferry could send it floating away. They'd split the loot. It might be a wad of clothes, or some cargo toppled off a freighter. There was no telling what you'd find in the East River. Jimmy dragged the parcel up onto the rocks with effort. The boys found it was the size of a sofa cushion, and heavy, at least 30 pounds, tightly wrapped in a gaudy red and gold oilcloth.
"It's closed," Jimmy said, as he dripped on the rocks.
The package had been expertly tied with coils of white rope. It wouldn't be easy for his cold and wet fingers to loosen it. But Jack had a knife handy, and he set to cutting in. As kids gathered around to see what treasure had been found, Jack sawed faster until a slip of the knife sank the blade into the bundle. Blood welled out from inside. He figured that meant they'd found something good. All kinds.